what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know this, when worst come the worst, when worst come the worst, my peoples come first. It's a download here on WGN Radio, and that music says it's time for the worst. It's Tuesday night at 10 o'clock, and that means we complain about the worst things in our society for prizes. 312-981-7200. I don't know how we're going to top last week. It was a laundry-themed the worst last week that got real dark real quick. But I have a feeling as the lines light up that tonight will be even better. 312-981-7200. In studio tonight, Jen Bosworth. Good to see you, Jen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well.
Jen, of course, a WGN radio host. She's also a stand-up comedian and performer, and she will be at the Annoyance Theater on September 13th on the main stage at 9:30. So remember
Absolutely.
That. Write that down.
Write that down. Write it down right now with a pen.
Also in studio, the worst regular, Elizabeth Gomez. This is like the third.
How dare you?
I don't think you're
ever.
The worst person. I'm just saying you're the worst segment regular.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I see
that shade.
Elizabeth Gomez is part of the Kate Ensemble. They're at the Laugh Factory on Thursday night. She's also going to be performing stand-up at Waves of Laughter in Michigan City on Friday night. And she also writes for the Drinkers with Writing Problems blog. So it's drinkerswithwritingproblems.com.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Did I nail it?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. You're really good at this whole thing.
This whole radio thing.
Yeah, you should have a radio show.
Yeah,
I should.
I should. Someday I'm going to work really hard for it. All right, 312-981-7200. You know the drill. Text us, call. And we will get you on the air, and we are playing for some prizes tonight, which include a pair of tickets to see legendary performer Tom Jones.
Oh yeah,
that's not like an impersonator. That's a real
no,
Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
On October 3rd at the House of Blues, I also got a pair of tickets to go to a Go Ape treetop adventure with suspended obstacles, Tarzan swings, and breathtaking zip lines. At Bemis Woods in the Cook County Forest Preserve.
That sounds like my last night at Sybaris.
It's right by this. It's by. You're right when you say it's right near the Sybaris. It's right. You do this and then you go to the Sybaris.
Right.
And then the third is a My Pillow. We're giving away a pillow. I just love the idea that you can complain about the worst things in society and get a pillow for it. I just think that's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get going. Let's start with Pete Zimmerman, like we do every week. Pete Zimmerman, how are you?
Hello, everyone.
All right.
Justin, you know what the worst is?
What's the worst, Pete?
Overzealous busboys.
Oh, man, the ones who serve too much water, like, all the time.
Or, hey, man, I have a couple fries left. Don't take my
or
plate.
Or even, like, a whole sandwich left.
Right. And they hover.
They
enough
do.
For you.
It's a fine line, you know? These guys are trying to impress their bosses. They're ready to go. They're feeling good about their aggressiveness. They probably were pep. There was a pep talk back in the kitchen, like, got to get out there. You got to get those plates.
Yeah.
You know, and then
turnover,
he's just like, when are you going to get? Am I going to get it? Is he done with those fries? He's not paying attention to those fries.
I think I'm old school in my restaurant going and that I feel that everybody should be done with their dinner first and then you clear the table.
Mm. Right, but some people are just slow. So you've got half the table with clean plates, right? And then you've got half the table and one older gentleman might have his whole meal still there. Then what do? Then you're confused.
Yeah. My favorite thing is that Peter started the show with, like, I hate people who do their job really well.
Oh, we've got some good ones here. All right, 312-981-7200. All right, you ready for this? Let's go around the horn, then we'll go to the text. I just read a very long text, which is hilarious.
Yes.
So maybe we'll go to that one after we go to the comics in the room. Why don't we start with you, Jen? What do you got tonight?
Okay, this is very specific.
That's the best worst.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
When there's a dead squirrel on your front lawn and it starts to smell, so you call the city and they say name and you think you're funny, so you say Matt. I think his name is Matt because he's flat like a doormat. Get it? Huh? And then the lady hangs up on you and then Matt sits there stinking for a month and your neighbors hate you. That is the worst.
That is very specific.
That happened to me.
No.
So that, I can distill it to say, like, when you're trying to be funny, people don't understand, and then they get mad at you, and then they make you suffer.
That is hilarious that they're like, you know what, I don't have time for your jokes. So who just told me, I just read someone's Facebook post where they did this. They made a joke to Comcast, and they hung up on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I made a suicide joke to my doctor recently. He did not find that funny at all.
See, there are consequences to trying to be funny, I learned as a comedian, when it doesn't go well.
Comedians.
It's like our best feature, and yet we can't use it anywhere.
That's the worst.
All right, that's a good one. All right, let's go to Elizabeth. What do you got?
I have to be honest, Jen. I work for the city, so I think the worst is getting phone calls from people like you.
Oh, it happens all the time. I'm like, hi, I think I see wolves. They're like, those are coyotes, ma'am. Get off the phone. Don't call 911 ever again.
I also hate it when people call my office and they're like, hi, can I ask you a question? Yeah, that's why you called me. That's the whole
that's
purpose.
The job, right.
Like, why are you asking me?
You work
me?
In a field where you field questions.
Right.
That's your job.
And
your
what else would you
service.
Call the alderman's office for unless you had a question?
True,
oh wait! If you're just notifying them about a dead squirrel,
I was just notifying.
Right.
The other
you
reason.
Could, you're right. There could be.
That could be just a notification.
There could
call.
Be a nice go between there. All right, so there's a lot of people on the line. So why don't we go to some phones? Why don't you do
I
that?
Love it.
All right,
let's get some
do
calls.
Justin. Justin, what's the worst, Justin?
Worst is when you go and try to assist being a good Samaritan at a wreck, and you go to cross the median, and that swampy median takes your shoes away, so you're assisting in nothing but socks.
What are you assisting?
Somebody got in a wreck last night. I tried to help out the best I could, and all I could do is help out in swampy socks because I lost my shoes.
Swamp sock.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Swamp sock hero.
Swamp sock.
Yeah. Well, you tried,
swamp
man.
Swamp sock hero.
That's pretty specific. Did you hate it when you go to help somebody
and
then
socks
your socks get wet? I mean, they all died in a fiery wreck, but it was nice that
my socks.
My socks. All right, let's go to George. George, what's the worst, George?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. How about you?
Good. Unfortunately, I can't win because I won your segment a couple weeks ago, but I got one for you.
Listen to you. You're such a...
This happened to me like an hour ago. When you're fat like me and you can't open your bag of chips because your fingers are greasy from your first bag of chips.
Wow, that is pretty cool. That is like a Homer Simpson situation.
Are those full bags of chip, or are we talking like snack bags?
Snack bags of Lay's Bakes.
All right, you're okay.
They get pretty, they're pretty greasy.
Yeah,
how
but
about
that's
like
okay.
When you're chubby like me and you get winded going down the stairs and there's only three?
I have to use my arms when I go up the stairs. Does anybody lean forward and use their hands to propel themselves up
how
the
How else will you get up the stairs?
How else do you get up the couch, dude?
I mean, when I get out of a couch, it's like getting a Honda out of a snowbank. I have to like lean forward a couple times, and you know, just
someone should get
out.
Up under you.
Right, you need a jack.
You need a jack, a couch jack.
You need a couch jack.
I'm going to invent that.
Thanks, George. Thank you for calling back in. There you go, George. Just keeping up with the comics in the room.
I
He's
love
got
it.
Some good bits.
He should come out to the Riff, the open mic that we've been running for the Cades.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you
go.
Like
there
I you. Just plugged that?
You did. Yeah. All right, so let's take a quick break. Elizabeth Gomez, Jen Bosworth in studio. We'll take a break. And we'll come back. We'll read some texts. We got a lot of people on the line. Stay on the line, Joy, Tom, Lori, and we'll get to everybody's worst here on The Download. Stay with us.
What's going down,
it's the worst here on The Download, WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, Elizabeth Gomez, and Jen Bosworth in studio. We're playing the worst. We got a lot of people on the line. Great texts coming in. We're playing for prizes. This is the only place where you can complain about the worst things in society and get a pillow.
That's awesome.
Is it a full body pillow?
No, it's like a My Pillow. It's like it's. I hear the commercials.
What's a
all
My
the time.
Pillow? Like all of my pillows are My Pillow.
Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, Elizabeth.
They are
really?
Pretty. I have
That's
one.
They
are pretty amazing.
Like, can I just have it?
No, you can't have it. You're a player. You're just like you know. They say at the end, like your family and you're actually.
Yeah, but I came here for free. Can I just have the pillow?
No, I can't give it to you.
I would
it's
not my
I can
pillow.
Lend you my pillow.
You need to earn the pillows.
But then it would be my pillow, not your pillow.
It's like a Abbott and Costello
yeah,
My
like,
Pillow
who's
bit.
On my pillow.
Yeah, who's on my pillow? Let's go to Lori. Lori, what's the worst, Lori?
The absolute worst are when you're out in a public, you know, area and you use a public restroom, mm-hmm. and you go in, you do your business, you're fine. You go to get out, and you realize they've constructed it so that you've got. Oh, about half an inch clearance when the door opens in between the door and the toilet. Where the hell are you supposed to go? What are you supposed to do? Stand on the damn thing?
Yeah. You got to straddle it. You got to straddle it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's always convenient, too, especially if you're dressed up. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Got to be guys who designed it.
Yeah, right. It's true, Lori. Thank you, Lori. I'm going to write Lori's name down just for that, the idea that she said guys probably designed it.
Yeah,
that
that's
might
a good
get
one.
Her,
you know,
that might
the
get
worst
her friend.
Men.
You're not getting any argument from me on that one. Okay. So, all right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Rich. Rich, what's the worst, Rich?
Hey, I drive a semi, and the worst thing is when you move over to let somebody come off an off-ramp, and then they hang right by your rear tires. They won't get up, they won't back up so you can get back over. They won't speed up and go around.
Oh, that's interesting.
You,
yeah. So,
and when, you speed up, they stay right there. And then you get a ticket for being in the left lane.
Do they ticket trucks for being in the left lane?
Yep.
As a truck driver, there's probably a lot of things that are the worst because you. I mean, drivers are crazy, right?
Yeah, they. It's like airbags have made the world crazy. You know, they'll survive or wreck because of airbags.
Right. What's up with truck stop food? That would be the worst.
That'll kill you, too.
What about those, like, what are those, taquitos on the rollers? You're into those?
No, they're not too bad, but no, I don't eat too much when I drive, so I just drive overnight.
Okay. There you
go. And when I eat, I get tired, so I listen to you guys and Patty and Nick, and that gets me through the night.
All right, that's great. There you go. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for calling in. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. I never think about the truck drivers probably annoyed at me being like, come on.
I'm still on the idea of those, like, the hard-ended meats on the taquitos. Because that is
disgusting.
That's very 7-Eleven. Well, is it just only 7-Eleven?
No, but that's like, I don't feel like that's truck stop. I feel like that's like what I'd go at like 2 o'clock in the morning and get something like a Twix and a taquito.
Truck stop's like lemon meringue pie from the Ford administration that's still left over. That Ford just left there.
Some sort of slop. Yeah. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Joy. Joy, what's the worst, Joy?
Hey, it's so hard when you have that taquito and then you can't open your Twix because your fingers are so greasy, right?
That is right.
You brought it all back. I love it.
It's the best worst best sandwich. They announced today that we no longer need to floss. However, the worst is that we're going to all have bad breath. But the best thing about that is when you're standing in line at the salad buffet thing at the restaurant, you're not going to have the person next to you flossing in their reflection, the sneeze thing, and leaving their floss pick on.
No, who did that? That's a real thing?
Yeah, who's flossing there?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
No way.
That person's got to go.
They got to go, like from society. They got to go.
Yeah, we're like, you got to get out of the country now.
Wait a minute. So this person is flossing in the buffet line?
Oh, yeah, because you can see yourself. You can see your reflection.
But can't you just see a mirror? Like, why can't you go to that tiny bathroom?
Or your phone. Yeah, right.
Because when you're in the tiny bathroom, you can't get the door open.
She's got it going on.
She's good. Joy, thanks for that. That's gross. That's from a different. That's Wednesday night segment. Gross. Not necessarily the worst, but that is pretty. That's the worst. That is the worst.
That's got to go on the top 10.
All right, let's go to Tom. Tom, what's the worst, Tom?
Good evening. Mr. Donald Trump disrespecting the Khan family, and it really rings true to me because that's just part one. And then part two, he got that purple heart, and he was waving it around like it was just a bobble. He wanted always to have one, and now he got it. It was a lot easier, but I volunteered for service partially because my father – to honor my father, he did 2 turns in World War II and in Korea, and I have his medals that were given to me by my mom, and I cherish them. There was no way.
Well, thanks. I don't want to cut you off. Thanks, Tom, for calling in. There's no doubt. I mean, anything in the news is the worst.
Trump is the worst.
Yeah, right.
Let's move on.
It's like there's not a lot there to argue with when you're sitting there doing watching anything on CNN. You're like, yep, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
You know what the worst is? Everything.
But thank you, Tom. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Well, let's go to Ruth. See how I did that? That's all Donald Trump had to do, and say, you know what? Thank you for your service.
Yep.
And I felt bad just kind of cutting Tom off a little bit.
Yeah. Donald Trump could have also jumped into a lake and drowned. That would have been something he could do. That would
have been done that.
That would have been a choice.
All right, let's go to Ruth. Ruth, Ruth, what's the worst?
The worst is when you go to the store, you do your grocery shopping. You come out, put your groceries in the car, you get in the car, drive across the other side of the street, stop at McDonald's to get a Coke, and you don't have your purse.
Oh, yeah, losing your purse.
Oh, my God, I left it in the cart.
Oh, in the cart. Not even the checkout counter, but the cart, because the cart is fair game after you get rid of it.
They have these new little carts where they have a cute little thing underneath where you can put your purse.
Yeah, right, right. That's not, I wouldn't put your purse anywhere down there, but yeah.
I'm never doing it again.
Did you find your purse?
To look to see if they had it, and I walked up to the register, and I must have had a look of fear on my face, and the lady said to me, "Well, you're much cuter than your picture on the license."
Oh, that's kind of nice.
That's cute and creepy at the same time.
I knew she had my purse. So
that's good. All right, so it all worked
out. A good thing.
All right, well, thanks, Ruth. Thanks for that. That turned out to be an uplifting the worst.
That was a good story.
I mean,
sort of.
What about, like, finding little weird things in a cart? Like, when you go to get the cart, and you found a little child in it? That's always the worst.
That's weird.
Because then you gotta find the parents.
That is the worst.
I've also mistakenly pushed someone else's cart with their kids in it. Not great. Also, I should stop drinking.
While you grocery shop. I mean, they encourage that now.
Mariano's. Yeah. That's their whole business model.
Essentially, it is.
And some music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a salad bar.
Yeah, and some floss.
Some floss.
Complimentary
right now,
floss.
Joy's leading the pack with that one.
I mean,
that's a hard one because you're like, it's relatable in the sense that, yes, it's the worst thing ever, but I've never seen anybody do that.
I'm not saying it's not true, but it's almost unbelievable. Can we agree that that's like pushing the envelope of reality there?
Yep.
Okay. I have a really quick the worst.
Yeah, quick.
Okay. Mine all have to do with people getting mad at me and it's not my fault. So I was at the grocery store and I did not have 15 items. I had like 45. But the lady was like, come on, because I'm...
Oh,
and then
the
someone gets behind me.
Yeah.
And he thinks that I've...
He's huffing.
And I said, look, she told me. Then the cashier pretends she didn't tell me to come. And I was like, this is an outrage. She told me it was okay. And the guy behind me was like,
Did you write something and put it in the customer service slot?
No, I like started to cry. The guy was so mad. So anyway, that's
my
worst.
I had a grocery experience recently that's pretty terrible with a cashier. Nowadays we're always wearing our headphones and not paying attention to anything. And so I went to do my business there at the cashier. And then I'm just talking to the guy. And when I look up, he has like a name tag. No, I had headphones on.
Didn't.
So I'm just like talking to him and whatever. And then I look up and I notice that his name tag is like, "Hi, my name is Harold and I'm deaf." And I was like,
You're the worst.
To God.
Take the headphones off.
I know. That's what I learned.
Just take one out.
Yeah, I know.
What's the matter with you? The LCD sound system is too much? You just couldn't give it up? Like, you know this track, so I got to listen. This guy rings my groceries
this
up.
This poor guy, I felt really bad because I was people are always having a hard time communicating, and I'm just completely ignoring you and then frustrated with you.
You're like doing it on purpose.
Right.
All right, 312-981-7200. We've got some great worse on text. I have a ton of text to get through. We'll do it after the news. Just to give you a little teaser, 331, the worst is when my purse fell into a porta potty at the Lincoln Park Zoo Ball.
You guys should see Jen's face right now.
More of that coming up.
It's going down, y'all. The worst come, my people come first. You know the worst come, the
worst. When worst come, the worst my people. It's a download, and that means it's the worst here on Tuesday nights. 312-981-7200 in studio with me. Comics Elizabeth Gomez and Jen Bosworth. Jen, of course, and WGN Radio host. You got some shifts coming up here.
I do.
In the next week,
I'll
right?
I'll be here at 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Monday and Tuesday.
There you go.
Yep.
You can also see her at The Annoyance on the main stage on September 13th. And also, your website is Damn Nice Lady.
DamnNiceLady.com.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Elizabeth Gomez, stand-up comedian. She's going to be at the Laugh Factory as part of the ensemble The Cates on Thursday night. She'll be in Michigan City at Waves of Laughter on Friday night. Love that name.
Waves of Laughter. Waves.
Is it like by the Lake Michigan kind of thing?
It's Michigan City.
Yeah, I know. But
mostly malls?
Yeah, but there's also...
Oh, well, the name to the...
I was thinking Waves of Laughter. Maybe it's a play on the fact you could see the shoreline or something.
Yeah, I would assume.
I don't know. And also part of the Drinkers with Writing Problems Ensemble. You can check out that website at drinkerswithwritingproblems.com. All right, let's get to a couple more callers, and there's some really great texts that are on here. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy, what's the worst?
Hi. The worst is when you come up to a checkout at the same time as someone else, and you let them go ahead of you, mm-hmm. and they spend forever, and then you feel angry for letting them go, and you feel guilty for not wanting to be a nice person. But there's nothing worse than being nice and let them go ahead, and they take forever.
Yeah.
That's the worst when you're being a nice person.
Being nice is the worst.
It's the worst. I love it, Cindy. Thank you, Cindy. Let's go to David. David, what's the worst, David?
The worst is when your boss makes tacos and you get sick afterwards.
Oh, man. Like,
do you call in the next day? Do you just have to suck it up? How do you
I believe you sue him or her.
I don't know. That's a good question. David, I think you got to suck it up.
Yeah, you really do.
You know, I don't know. What do you think, Elizabeth?
I don't think about this.
I like it, David. I think you suck it up, or you call and be passive aggressive. It's one of the two. You got to make a choice in where you're going with that. All right, so let's go to some of the texts. I want to get to the worst as well. I know you guys have some stuff prepared. 949 says, "Hey, Justin, the worst is when you catch a ball at the Cubs game, and then you suddenly realize society says that you have to give it to the little kid sitting in front of you."
I always think about that.
Nice callback.
That's great. You're like, what? I got a what?
Yeah,
I got to give
true.
This to a kid?
There is a moment of choice there.
I had a great story, and I told this story in the air, and I hope this person's not just lying about their experience, but where, because I feel like maybe it was the situation I was talking about last week, where I caught Ozzie Guillen foul ball in the last weekend at Comiskey Park. It was a bunt, and he bunted it, and we had really nice seats because my friend's dad was a car dealer.
Oh, my.
And he was, you know, it was like the seventh inning, so he was double fisting the beers because it was the cutoff time. And, you know, I was like 10 or 11, and the ball, like, hit him in the chest because he couldn't catch it because he had two beers in his hand, and it hit the ground, and then I got it. And I'm like, yay! And he was just like mad the rest of the time, like, it was my ball. And I'm like, well, maybe if you weren't drunk.
But I thought you didn't. There was no kids around to give it to.
No, I was the kid.
Oh, right, you were the kid.
I was the kid, but I was like, that was the story.
He got mad. Well, you're a child. He should.
Yeah, but he also had two drinks.
He had an alcohol problem.
It sounds like
it was like the seventh
thing.
Not a
great parent.
Like, yeah, right. 630, the worst is when you leave your dog in the car on a hot day to make a quick run into the post office. Less than five minutes. When you come out, you realize you locked your keys and cell phone inside. So I run back in, immediately call my wife to bring a spare set, and the 2 minutes you're inside, a good Samaritan breaks out your car window to save your dog.
Did you see the
that.
Story?
Yeah,
the story. There's
is that a
story.
Real story?
There's a recent story about like two guys who
they robbed the car.
I think they were trying to rob. They called them thieves, but they never really said why. Like, were they thieves because they broke the window and took the dog out the car?
Seems
like justifiable.
No, there's good Samaritans that go around doing that now on hot days.
But I think in the case that was on the news, they were trying to steal something.
Yeah.
And then they didn't realize a dog was in there.
They were like PETA heroes. Yeah. Society. Not
good job, thieves.
They're like Robin Hood stealing from, the dog. The dog was hot. Robin
How
Hood
hot was
for
he?
Hot dogs. Real hot. I'd say an 8.
8.5 maybe.
847 says, self-serve gas pumps that force TV commercials upon you. The worst. Where's the mini sledgehammer when you need it?
It's a mini sledgehammer.
We're giving those away. Aren't we in WGN? Mini
sledgehammers.
With the MyPillow.
Oh, I like these. Tonight, these are tough, man. These are tough. These are really good. The worst is insomnia, so keep your... .. pillow.
Oh.
Someone's mad about that.
Yeah, it's feelings.
708, you know what's the worst? When you're driving behind someone driving like a turtle and you merge over to pass them and they accelerate as you try to pass them.
Oh, my God. You know what's similarly the worst?
I do that.
Something very similar is when you're walking down the street and there's an old couple in front of you and you're trying to, like, cross ahead of them and then they just keep going really slow. And then when they realize that you're going ahead... And then they speed up.
That's exactly the human version of the car thing.
It's horrible.
I get really sad that I'm driving so slow. So then I realize I am. And that's why I speed up. It's because I feel ridiculous. I'm not trying to
Yeah, you just you recognize that,
that
you're going
I'm
slow.
Lame.
Right.
Yeah. I'm maybe
you're
make
missing.
Up for it.
Maybe
why are you driving so slow,
yeah,
Jen?
Why? I just drive real. I
what's
my
going
husband
on,
drives
what's
slow.
What's going on, Jen?
I'm like 95 is what is going on. I am. I'm like 109.
815 says the worst is when your mom dies. Okay. And someone lies to you about trying to call her when you had your her cell phone the whole time she was sick.
That's
liars.
This actually is
that's
the worst.
Messed up.
Yeah.
So someone's like, I tried to call your mom when she and you're like, no, you
this
weren't.
Guy needs the MyPillow because he's going to need to cry into that. That's terrible. Aww. It's the worst story ever.
773 says, consoling my six-year-old daughter who's distraught after dad runs over a raccoon. Look how big he was. He lived a full life.
That is a great answer that I should have said about my squirrel.
Right, you should have.
Look how big that. He lived a long life.
Oh. I don't even know. This is so good. 224. The worst is public storage calls to say that my storage unit wasn't locked right and could be opened by anyone. So I drive out there with my three kids to fix it. My unit was locked fine. It was the one next to mine.
That is the worst. I feel.
I love how long these texts are.
Yeah. That was long. I edited that one.
You had to edit?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my.
These long texts are the worst.
The worst, 815, a continuous talking at concerts.
Oh, I can't. I don't even. I mean, I don't go to concerts anymore.
Yeah, I'm like concerts are the worst, yeah, especially if they don't have like personalized volume machines.
Yeah, or mini sledgehammers.
I also like chairs. Yeah, like recliners.
I gotta sit down.
Okay, 773. The worst is when someone pretending to be Keith Sweat. All right.
That started out as the best text I've ever heard, ever.
That's hilarious. The worst.
I think what would be worse is if they
sweat, and you know it's not.
Okay.
So you blocked them twice, and they still message you.
That to me is not the worst. That is the best.
But maybe
I
they
wish
know
someone...
it's not Keith. Maybe it's like a they're talking about like Facebook.
I feel
bot
like are they talking about Tinder?
Keith Sweat.
I know, right?
I know who Keith Sweat is, right?
Keith Sweat
right.
on Tinder.
Do you know who Keith Sweat is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody.
So... Right. Yeah. I want him to text. If you're
yeah,
out
but
there.
That's, I think this person would too, but they're like, I realize it's not. It's oh. a fake Keith Sweat.
Oh.
And they're like, get rid of this guy. So I don't think, I think if Keith
Couldn't
Sweat was
come
actually
up with
texting
someone
him,
more like current.
Like, but I just think it's hilarious Sweat. That they're
like,
they're like
Belle Biv DeVoe, right? Call.
They're that's... targeting like a certain age group. They're like, oh, this person's going to be my friend.
I just love that the sort of Facebook bots are like, you know, what if we took 90s R&B stars?
Well, how are they also? The worst Leah. Is when they're like on Facebook when they say Matthew McConaughey is moving to Oak Park. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's
what's
yeah,
that?
Why? That's the worst.
Yeah.
All right, 815, pharmacy customers who come in to fill their prescriptions don't have their number, no idea what the medication's called, but it's the round white tablet that they need.
That's
this
me.
This is a pharmacist. This is yeah. someone who's like, oh,
yeah,
man,
I got that, no. Justin.
You know. 773 says, rude babies interrupting a speech by Donald Trump.
Mm, nicely done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nicely.
The worst, 708, the worst is someone walking up the stairs in front of you to catch the L and missing the train because of them.
Look. It could be the gentleman who called earlier that gets winded getting off the couch or whatever.
The one who's the jack
so
seat.
So just be nice. Yeah. He needs a jack.
Maybe they start put those elevator chairs down the railings from now on.
Yeah, there's so many of these. There's so many. These yes. are so good. 815, when your iPass is useless for the Golden Gate Bridge on a road trip and then a month later you get a $30 bill.
Yeah, well, I just don't pay those. Moving on.
You're right.
Those are the worst.
Moving on. Just a nuisance. Yeah. Less of the worst,
yes.
more of the nuisance.
Right.
This is the worst when you read the porta potty text right after right before the news. I put a cookie in my mouth. LOL.
Yeah.
I put a cookie in my mouth. I don't get it.
Well,
no, they're saying that they were eating. They put a cookie in my mouth when I mentioned the porta potty
so
purse
the
thing, and they're like, "That's the worst." I read that terribly. I didn't.
That's okay.
224. Worse is I think a mouse died in my garage. We can't find the source.
It smells.
My garage smells like death, and I didn't kill anyone.
Well, that's good because that would be the worst for the person you killed.
You know,
that would really be the worst.
So good. The 847. The bicyclist riding side by side in a 2-lane highway, not moving over to let you by.
Sometimes they come in three. That's terrible.
Mm. So much good stuff. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will we'll have to choose the top three tonight. This is going to be tough, so let's do that in the break. Elizabeth Gomez, Jen Bosworth with me here on The Worst. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. Come first, my peoples come first.
Such good stuff tonight on The Worst. Elizabeth Gomez, Jen Bosworth in studio with me. 312-981-7200. Matt, what's the worst, Matt?
Yeah, hey, folks. The worst is when you're at a four-way stop and somebody else totally ignores the basic laws of humanity.
Yeah, right.
And then when you try to go through the stop or stoplight or whatever, they look at you like you've just committed the biggest sin since against with biggest crime against humanity that's ever lived.
I'm with you, man.
Like, you're the one who accidentally made them throw up.
I know.
You know. I'm with you. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for that. There's a lot. I find myself half the time waiting an extra half a second to see if somebody tries to take my time. Like, if it's my right away, and
that's
I'm like,
right. You're like, are you going to do it?
Are you going to do it? I dare you. I dare you.
Well, and then there's the whole dance of like, who's going to go? Like, right. You go, I go, I wave, I go, I wave, I go. Oh,
we've had this on The Worst before, but like unchecked road rage when you're not feeling it. Like if somebody like somebody cuts you off and you don't care and they get all road rage up and you're like, don't care. Like, thanks for the 7 second flip off. Don't care.
Yeah.
Like you're really over the top right now. Just dial it back.
Yeah. Have a seat, sir. That's what I like to say. Have seats, sir.
All right, let's get to these texts so we can 214. The worst small bagels.
The worst. Because you have to get those small little tiny things of cream cheese.
I think they're starting to catch on to what I like. The sort of petite the worst.
They're bagelettes.
Yeah. And where do you get those tiny knives?
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst 773 says the worst is when you drive home from Geneva with your nephew saying that he doesn't feel good and you get all the way home to the corner of the street he lives on. And he pukes.
Of course.
I've done that in cab.
Oh, do you have to pay?
No.
They let you go?
I immediately opened the door and just did it right outside the door. Oh, okay. But it's still disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's.
Yeah, but there's splashback.
That's expected.
There's splashback, but that's expected. It's all over the, it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Cabbies are like, no, you did a good job. 224, the worst is right now, sitting, waiting for my daughter after a Demi Lovato concert, and every driver around me is a 16-year-old girl.
Brilliant.
It's great. I love that. Brilliant. So
that is
so
like
good.
I feel you can feel that. His pain.
Yeah, or she
or her pain.
Yeah. But it's brilliant.
How about being driven by a 17-year-old girl? That's what happened to me today.
Oh,
really?
My daughter drove me down here.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah. You made it.
Yeah, I almost peed my pants. I was.
You don't have that brake on the passenger side.
I need to get one. I definitely need to get one.
224 says the worst is when people don't cut down those ugly dead trees that died in the frigid winter of 2014.
Okay, I'm a homeowner, and it costs a lot of money to cut trees down. So I'm out there with a saw, and it's no.
Because the city's not doing it.
The city won't do it.
I can tell you that being a city worker, don't call my office and ask me that question.
The parkway.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't on the parkway.
No, you got a saw out. You're trying.
My sister and I did it and with a saw.
Hey, congrats.
So you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. 312, the worst is when you put little hard candies in your gym shorts to give yourself little treats while you're running, you know, like a dog.
Running.
But because of the humidity, they all melt and you can't get the damn plastic wrappers off the candies.
That guy's got problems.
The whole thing is the worst. The way you describe it, the whole thing. It's just
what about
worst.
Choking on one of those hard candies as you're running?
Yeah, right? When you pop them and keep
just,
running.
You know what's the worst? Running.
Yeah, right? Yeah. All right, that's a long text. I'm not going to get into that one. Let's see. I join you in the... Oh, this is good. This will be a final, and then we'll do the winners. Here we go. This is for you, Jen. They say, Jen, the same thing happened to me at a grocery store with the checkout person calling me over to the register. More than 10 items. When she called me over, there was no one else waiting. But as soon as I went over, the guy showed up and thought I had broken the rules.
That is the essence of the worst, is when you are getting blamed for something you did not do.
There it is. So you got some. Yeah, there you go. So you feel better about it now.
I feel better.
You guys have been great tonight. You guys are so good.
We're great every night.
Every night.
Ask our husbands.
Well, I was going to say, you're just on Tuesday nights here in The Worst. I can't speak for the rest of your life. All right, so let's go through what we're going to win. So first place is going to get a pair of tickets to see legendary performer Tom Jones on October 3rd at the House of Blues and a certificate for the House of Blues Restaurant and Bar.
That is...
Yeah, right? This is getting better. Get tickets at LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster. Pair of tickets to second place is going to get a pair of tickets to the Go Ape Treetop Adventure with Suspended Obstacles, Tarzan Swings, and Breathtaking Zip Lines at Bemis Woods in the Cook County Forest Preserve near Western Springs. Book your outdoor experience online at GoApe.com. And third is going to get a MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Visit MyPillow.com.
I still don't understand why I can't get a MyPillow from you guys.
I can give you a promo code.
I'd like a promo
Justin Kaufman, you're the worst.
I can give you there. They run them all day long.
I'll have
Steve Cochran give you the promo code.
You know what's the worst?
What?
Promo codes.
Promo codes. I like to go to just random websites where there's promo codes and just try to hack it.
Yeah.
See if it
just
works.
Figure it out.
123, 124, 125,
P65, P67.
All right, here we go. Third place. All right. Third place goes to the MyPillow goes to 949. Hey, Justin, the worst is when you catch a ball at the Cubbies game and you suddenly realize society says you have to give the little kid the ball who's sitting in front of you. That's so true.
It is society.
Society is the worst.
Look at our elections right now. Like, it's the worst.
All right. So that's third place. They get the MyPillow, which is good. You can sleep. You don't have the foul ball, but you get a night's sleep. All right, second place, and this is a good one for the Go Ape Treetop Adventure, goes to 224. The worst is right now sitting waiting for my daughter after a Demi Lovato concert, and every driver around me is a 16-year-old girl.
Man. I feel for him.
They're all singing.
For her.
I don't even know. Cool for the Summer. That's one of her songs, right? Rock. No?
What about the one about the Wild Things? Like, done with the Wild Things.
I don't think that. No, that's not her. It's close.
No, Jen, you want to take a shot? I think it's
Demi Lovato. I like big butts and I can't.
Yeah, that's
her?
That's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, sorry. Close.
Close. Close. Very close. All right. So that means we got first place. Who's going to win the pair of tickets to see Tom Jones on October 3rd? And you know it has to be Joy. Joy.
Joy.
Thank you so much. Joy, your submission was the flosser the salad buffet, which I'm glad you told us about, because now we can all be on the lookout for this scoff law.
So you know, they weren't using the big string of floss. They're using those little floss picks that they leave
behind
for us.
It's not a portable thing.
Yeah. I mean, but they're very discreet about it. But
no, you cannot be discreet about that. That is not discreet.
But that's better than if they were using, like, the edge of a napkin. Have you ever seen those people trying to floss?
But that at least makes sense. That makes sense to use like a toothpick or a napkin.
A piece of wet.
No, but you're like, oh, I got something in my teeth right now.
Paper.
The idea of flossing is maintenance.
You have to plan. Also, you have to plan to bring your
toothpick. That is true. You do have to bring it.
That is something, well, at 8 o'clock, I got to floss my teeth.
Joy,
as opposed to something stuck in my teeth.
You could have done a citizen's arrest.
Did you guys hear that Demi Lovato is moving to Tinley Park, by the way?
You are so good at this. You are so good.
You're better than all of us put together.
Bravo.
Is if Justin wants to take the first place prize seriously, and if you want to give me the pillow and give him the tickets and the House of Blues thing, I'd like you to send the pillow to George because it'll make it easier to get up off the couch. I would be so.
So you got it all figured out. This is like the trade deadline.
Yeah.
You know, there's also, like six different things.
I have to recall, I'm the one who's been asking for the pillow.
Come on, Joy.
I've been the one.
Well, thank you, Joy. We're going to keep you on hold. Joy, that was great. Elizabeth, you can see Elizabeth at Laugh Factory on Thursday night, at Waves of Laughter at Michigan City on Friday night, and she's also part of the Drinkers with Writing Problems. You can find that at drinkerswithwritingproblems.com. Jen Bosworth is going to be hosting some shows in for Nick next week. Also, you can see her at the Annoyance Theater, the main stage, on September 13th at 9:30. Both of you, thanks so much for coming and playing tonight.
Thank you so much. So fun.